Hello and welcome to Grandma's Basketball Roundup. This is Tia and I'm with
Grandma Dolores.
Today is Saturday, October 11th, 2014, and today we discuss Grandma's crush of the week,
Grandma's disappointment of the week.
Of course, we'll talk about LeBron,
Swaggy P, and Kobe,
and much, much more. All right, well, we just finished watching Cleveland and Miami.
Right, down in Rio de Janeiro.
Yes, they were playing the Global Games in Rio de Janeiro, NBA Global Games.
Exhibition
preseason, and who won, Grandma?
Well, Cleveland.
In overtime, they did win in overtime. Miami was down by a lot.
Yes, a lot all through the game. Even like in the fourth quarter, 17 points.
Yeah, and then they came back, and then they lost.
I'm sorry.
But it's funny because this is like the first time that I've ever seen you sorry that Miami lost.
I know. You know, isn't it strange that your heart and your mind, like, I've never liked Miami.
Yeah.
And now I wanted them to win.
I know.
I even wanted Birdman.
Chris Anderson.
Yes.
And you hate tattoos.
Oh. Yeah, that's why I wish they'd wear long sleeves. And turtlenecks for him.
That would be an interesting addition to the uniform.
Right.
You were telling me something about uniforms earlier this week.
I did not know that they had different lengths of shorts. There's three different lengths, short, medium, and long. And one of the new players for the Clippers wanted short shorts. He said he wanted him like Stockton from Utah. He used to have kind of tight, nice shorts, but they were about 3 to 4 inches above his knee.
So did he look out of place?
Yeah, I wasn't used to seeing with shorts. That's as short as they get, I guess, today.
So each NBA player gets to choose which one they have. That's so funny.
Yeah, and maybe it was intended for short people or the 7-footers.
That's what I was thinking, is it was just different lengths that would come out the same length, but yeah. It sounds like it's different styles.
Yeah, I was surprised when I heard that.
So what is your favorite style of the shorts?
Of the shorts?
Yeah, do you like short, medium, or long?
Probably medium.
Medium. They're just right. Whenever I think of the long shorts, I always think of like Chris Webber at Michigan. And those shorts were just ridiculously, like they were basically wearing pants. I think it would be harder to play too.
And you know, Tia, I know we're talking about basketball.
Yeah.
But since we're talking about clothing.
Okay.
West Point, the Army, today. I watched them. I just don't watch basketball.
You were watching football?
Yes. And their new uniforms are really nice. Their pants come, look like right above the knee.
Oh.
Which surprised me. And they're kind of more snug and fitting. And I like that. I like the Army's.
You like their style?
Yes.
We should do a whole year-end fashion review of all the uniforms.
Well, thinking of fashion, I heard that Russell Westbrook has a clothing line.
Oh, really?
Yes.
I did hear on the NBA radio on Sirius XM recently, they were talking about how Russell Westbrook believes himself to be a big fashion icon. So they must have been alluding to that.
Because he's opened it in New York, it seems like. And you know, he got engaged.
Oh, really?
Recently.
Westbrook is now engaged. Congratulations.
Yes, that's...
Do we know who he's engaged to?
Well, they showed a picture of her, but I didn't know her any more than I know Russell Westbrook.
Okay.
But
But I remember we were talking, I think it was our second podcast. It was after the ESPY Awards, and you said that Russell Westbrook looked like he was wearing pajamas.
Oh, yes.
So I wonder what his clothing line looks like.
Well,
I wonder if Swaggy P will be shopping there.
I think Swaggy P will have his own.
His own clothes.
He's his own stylist.
Speaking of which, we have some sad news.
Yep. It's the biggest disappointment this week.
Your disappointment of the week. What is it?
He tore ligaments in his right thumb, and he had surgery, has a big cast on it.
Yeah.
And will be out probably 8 weeks.
Wow. Good thing it's happening at the beginning of the season.
But you know what? At that exhibition game the other night, he was there.
Oh, he was there?
Yes. That's how I saw his cast.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, and looks his big smile.
It looks almost like his cast is a, like if someone had a broken wrist or something.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So he had his surgery for the torn ligaments. So, but he'll be back, what, in the...
December, it should be.
So he'll only miss like the first few weeks of the season. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Right.
Will they start the roster with an extra player then? And keep him like on a...
I don't think they can. Okay. But I don't know.
I don't know if they can. Because I know in baseball you can send people to the injured list and bring people up. I didn't know if that's how it works.
Oh, I'm not familiar with baseball.
Well, right now postseason is going on.
Oh.
In baseball. But this is, you know, back to basketball. So... disappointment of the week.
Well, when he was guarding, this was in just a practice game, and he was guarding Kobe.
Oh, okay.
And he reached around Kobe to knock the ball away, but his thumb came in contact with Kobe's elbow.
Ooh.
And Kobe said, "I am made of steel."
I guess that's proof.
Yeah, so you better...
So got to be careful during practice, even during inner squad scrimmages.
Yes.
So how do you feel about the fact that your number one favorite player took out your one of your number two favorite players?
I know, that's a sad, but Byron Scott, coach
of the Lakers,
had said earlier that he thought Nick Young's could become the sixth man of the year, the NBA, the sixth
that
man
award.
Of the year. But I don't know if this is going to hurt that or not. But
I would say I don't think it is because we're so early on. We're in the preseason right now.
But
yes,
Coach also has Swaggy coming to practice.
Oh, he has to come to practice even if he's injured?
He thought he was going to have a day off, but he had to run.
Oh.
Because he says he has to keep his legs going.
Oh, wow.
Keep in condition.
How did Nick Young react to that?
Well, he ran, but then when he came back the day after he was released from the hospital, he said the doctor said he's not to run.
For how long?
I don't know. The paper didn't say it. Just said it. But I'm sure that...
Do you think the doctor really said that?
Probably in jest.
Oh. Hey, if you said it, there's no such thing
as... his legs in condition.
Yeah.
They look pretty good to me.
Well, you've said your disappointment of the week. Do you want to tell me your crush of the week?
I watched the Lakers
preseason,
and there are so many new players, but I'm really impressed with Julius Randle.
Yes, the new rookie from Kentucky.
Right, although I also read and heard that he's got a lot of work to do.
Yeah.
But I was very impressed with him. But I watched him play... in college, in the Sweet 16 tournament. And I was impressed with him then. And so then I was really happy when he came to the Lakers.
Yeah.
Because I think he's going to be a great addition.
So he's your crush of the week?
Yes.
Julius Randle, 19 years old.
Mm-hmm.
In what you were saying about, I also heard that Byron Scott said that he's expecting more out of Randle and that he wants him to be better, but that might just be a tactic, because maybe Randall's the type of person that needs to kind of be coached in a way of like, you're not that good, so he can be like, I'll show you.
Well, another thing that they were talking about, Kobe and Nash, about whether they'll play every game and so forth. And Coach said that if Kobe wants to take a night off, he can have it off. But if Julius Randle, they said, what about if he wants a night off? And he said, I'll make him play 40 minutes.
Well, that's good, because a 19-year-old shouldn't be asking for a night off.
No.
Well, I know you're a big Laker fan, and I know that our fans have pointed out that we do talk about the Lakers maybe a little bit too much, but you can't talk about the Lakers too much, can you?
No.
But we do have someone on Twitter asked us, because they're a Knick fanatic, wanting to know your thoughts on any Knicks. And I know you just watched a Knicks game because of the new head coach.
Yes, it was so good to see Derek Fisher there. And he was I know that my husband played a lot of tennis.
Mm-hmm.
And when friends would see him dressed in his work clothes, which was suit and tie,
mm-hmm.
they often said, oh, I didn't even recognize you with clothes on. So it's kind of with Derek Fisher.
Yeah.
He had this beautiful blue suit on and tie. He looked so good. And then it was so nice to see Kurt Ramus sitting next to him as an assistant. And then there was another one too, from the Lakers, but I can't think of what his name is.
So all these former Lakers are now taking coaching jobs.
Right. And it's good. I look for the coaches as well as I do the players.
So there, we talked about the Knicks.
Yes.
Of course, we did it with a little bit of a Lakers lens on, but I know that now that, because you kind of started liking the Lakers because of Phil Jackson, and because you had originally been a Bulls fan living in Iowa.
Right.
And now that he's more in New York, I can see that as a way of you following the Knicks a little bit more.
Oh, the way the players are going around, I will be following a lot of teams.
Yeah. And rooting against a lot of teams, too.
Yes. I hate to bring up the Lakers again.
No, it's fine. It's your
but
team.
Jordan Hill.
Yes.
I read that he says that he says to himself that he's going to grow up. Because he's been kind of carefree, and but he made it a point to himself that he's going to grow up.
How old is Jordan Hill?
Your
grandma's got all of her rosters printed out now. At the beginning of the season, she prints out my aunt Diana prints out all the rosters for her. So
she's 27.
Yeah, it's about time to grow up, Jordan Hill.
Yeah, but just don't mess with your hair. Keep your hair.
Jordan Hill has a nice long head of hair.
Yeah, and he wears it up in an updo sometimes.
Yeah, he'll wear a ponytail. I've seen him have pigtails.
More power to him.
But no more pigtails, because that's not growing up.
Yeah.
Have you heard about the gossip that Houston is going to recruit? Houston is using James Harden to recruit Kevin Durant when Durant's contract is up in 2016?
I can believe that, but I hope he doesn't go there. Because, KD, I don't want it. I might even have to tear up your gift card.
Oh, no. Grandma has a gift card, if you guys remember. There's a gift card to Kevin Durant's restaurant in Oklahoma City. You would tear it up if he left?
No.
No, not going to throw away money. That's interesting, because if Kevin Durant were to leave Oklahoma City, would he take his restaurant with him?
Well, see, that's...
He no, can't. He wouldn't. He can't leave.
No. Not unless he comes to the Lakers.
All right. So since we just watched that Cleveland game, Grandma, I know you've got to have your latest LeBron complaint.
Well, it was a complaint last year, even.
Oh.
Yes. That every time he sits on the bench, he bites his fingernails.
Eee.
And it's just so unsanitary looking. And I don't know. I just wish he wouldn't do that. But now...
What, is he nervous or something?
I don't know, because I know he can probably go get a manicure.
Well, for someone that has such... LeBron James is like, I'm the best all the time. Last week you said that he brags, so he's biting his fingernails. Those don't go together.
No, it doesn't. But I will say, I give him, if he is, it's good to have vanity.
Mm-hmm.
And if he wears the headband to cover up his receding hairline, more power to him. Because right. Look at the guys like Kobe and them. Sometimes they shave their head.
Yeah.
And
it was sort of a backhanded compliment, though. If you want to do that to cover up your receding hairline...
just go right ahead, LeBron.
I can relate to LeBron with the biting fingernails thing. I bit my fingernails all through childhood, and it drove my family crazy. My parents actually made me wear gloves to school at one point. And you can imagine how embarrassing that was, because all the kids, this was in the early 80s when Michael Jackson and his glove was like very popular. So a lot of the kids accused me of being a big Michael Jackson fan. And I was thinking, like, you guys are stupid because Michael Jackson only wears one glove and I'm wearing two gloves. So,
And yours was winter gloves. Not the silver.
No, I had like white tea gloves.
Oh.
I just look like a child that couldn't touch germs or something. Like one of those that wears gloves to keep from having human touch. The fingernails is your complaint. Chris Bosh has also got lots of complaints about LeBron, apparently. There's been a lot of drama there.
Yes, but... on the broadcast today, I don't know what announcers said it, but that they said that Chris Bosh had said that he sent LeBron a baby gift.
Oh.
So evidently, they're expecting another baby.
Oh, I thought maybe he was sending him a gift because he was a baby.
Oh. Cynthia, I didn't think of it like that. Maybe... they sent him a pacifier.
He's like, here you go. Going along the lines with that, Sports Illustrated, of course, is of the opinion that LeBron is the number one player. Last week we were talking about the top five players, and I had you just off the top of your head tell me what you thought. So now we'll go through number 6 through 10 according to Sports Illustrated. Number 6 is Tim Duncan from the Spurs.
I've always liked Tim Duncan, and I've always watched the Spurs when I could, because even back when David Robinson was the Twin Towers.
Yeah.
And now I just look in the audience to see if I can find David Robinson.
So David Robinson was considered Twin Towers. Who was the other tower?
Tim Duncan.
Oh, it was Tim Duncan and David mm-hmm. Robinson? Mm-hmm. Oh. I didn't realize that. Tim Duncan was old enough to have played with Robinson.
Yes.
Oh, wow. Duncan, yeah, I guess he kind of looks older. Do you know how old he is?
He is 38 years old.
Oh, okay. Do you know how old David Robinson is? A lot older than that, right?
Mm-hmm.
Would you say he's in his 40s?
I would say so, yes.
Or in his 50s, maybe?
No, in his 40s.
Like late 40s, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Wow, so Duncan probably won't be playing for too much longer.
No, I wouldn't think so.
Has Duncan always played in San Antonio?
Far as I know.
Wow, okay. So you approve?
Yes.
Number 7. I have a feeling you're not going to approve.
Who's that?
Dwight Howard. I just saw Grandma's face just drop.
Yeah. No, I like... You have to give credit where credit is due.
Okay, I guess you do.
And that's okay that he's 7.
He's ranked 7.
Yeah.
I've heard, though, that the problem with Howard is that he's not a leader.
No.
But then he's got the ego of a leader, but then he doesn't want to be the leader. So he's sort of in this conundrum.
Oh, well, that's probably absolutely right.
But what about his legal problems? I know we've talked about him before, but...
Yeah, just keeps on not paying his tickets.
Do you have any advice for Howard?
Settle down and be a gentleman that I thought you were when you came out of that telephone booth as a Superman.
At the All-Star Game.
I think he ought to pay off his tickets or go to jail.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. One other thing about him was that I read when he came to L.A.
Mm-hmm.
that people really liked him.
Yeah.
That he was friendly and he lived in a hotel. I don't know whether it was close to Staples Center or where, but that he was very, very friendly. And, so at that point, I really liked him until he left. And that's when I cut off ties.
Yeah, that's it. You're dead to me. Well, number 8, Dwayne Wade.
Okay. Dwayne Wade's a good player.
Would you say he's now the leader of Miami?
He or Bosh seems so quiet.
Mm-hmm.
But so I would say that it's going to fall upon Dwayne Wade.
I see.
I just hope he keeps well.
Hope he keeps well.
Yeah.
Do you think he should be ranked higher than Howard, or... Are you okay with him at being number 8 on the list?
Well, I might put him ahead of Howard.
Okay.
Move him up one.
They can switch positions.
Yes. A little bit difference there, but...
Number 9, I have a feeling I know how you're going to feel about that one. We've talked about him before, once or twice. Kobe Bryant.
Number 9?
Yeah.
Sports Illustrated? They must have been... thinking of last year because he didn't play.
Yeah, well, that's why they probably ranked him that way, because they have no idea how he's going to be.
No, but he's going to be up in the top 5.
Okay, that's your prediction?
Yes.
We haven't done a grandma's prediction in a while.
Yeah, he's going to be in the top 5.
Okay, and then number 10, rounding out our 5 that we're going to do today. Number 10 is Carmelo Anthony.
I'm not a big fan of Carmelo Anthony ever since he came in to the league. But like the other night, he played good.
Yeah. Why aren't you a fan of him?
I don't know.
You don't like his name?
No, I like his name. And I like the fact that he married someone in the movie or entertainment.
Oh, his Lala. Name. Lala Anthony.
And
she was a VJ on MTV.
Oh, he seems like a decent person.
One of the things I heard on the radio yesterday, they were talking about what separates Carmelo Anthony from what is causing him to not be such a great player. The reason why he's not ranked higher is because he's a great shooter, but he's not a great player. That he can't play defense.
Oh.
Would you agree with that, or?
Well, yes, I've just never been impressed with his playing.
Mm. What if he'd come to the Lakers, though? Would you have been okay with that?
Oh, yes.
He would have found a way.
Uh-huh. It would have been difficult.
But you would have pressed on through.
Yes.
Well, is there anything else you want to talk about today, Grandma, that is either NBA or not NBA related? Anything exciting going on?
Not really.
When are you going to get your hair done next?
Well, I have to go to the dentist this week. That's my social outlet this week.
So you're going to the dentist, but what about getting your hair done before the dentist?
Well, I'll just shampoo it myself.
Oh, okay. So you had to go get your hair done before you went to the doctor, but right. Not before the dentist. The dentist, no. You don't need to impress.
No, because they mess your hair up.
Oh, yeah, they do.
Yeah, you put on those glasses, or what do they call them?
The protective?
Yes. And
you have to
put your head back. And
yeah.
So...
It's more important that your teeth look nice.
Yes, hopefully. Yes.
All right, well, let's all hope that the dentist goes well with Grandma, for Grandma, and that she doesn't have any cavities.
Right.
And then I just think it's amazing that you're 88 years old and you have all your teeth. Those are real teeth.
Yes. Honest to goodness teeth.
What advice can you give to people to keep your teeth at your age?
Brush them daily.
That's hopefully a given. So brush your teeth daily. Just once a day?
Oh, no.
Okay.
After every meal.
Oh, okay. After every meal.
Even I used to, when I worked, I had a toothbrush with me.
Oh, so you recommend that people carry a toothbrush with them at all times?
Yes.
Now, have you heard this? I just went to the dentist. Well, the last time I went to the dentist was a few months ago, and the dental hygienist told me to brush my teeth, to wait 30 minutes after I eat to brush my teeth. They said by waiting, it actually is better for your teeth. I don't know.
Well, like when I eat a candy bar,
mm-hmm.
I don't brush my teeth right away, so I want to make sure I get all that chocolate.
Oh.
Chocolate in my stomach.
And you want the... So you want to taste the candy bar in your mouth for a little bit longer. Well, that's great advice. Everybody, brush your teeth. Do you have a favorite toothpaste? Maybe we can get a sponsorship.
Well, I like Arm & Hammer. I think it's called Typically Brilliant or something like that.
Okay. That's, something brilliant?
Yeah.
Is it a whitening toothpaste?
Yes.
When you were younger, did you use baking soda to brush your teeth, or did you always have toothpaste?
No, I used to use salt.
Oh, really?
Salt and baking powder.
As a kid, like when you were a child?
Soda. Yes.
As a child, you used salt and baking
soda
to brush your teeth?
Yes.
Wow. And did you do that daily?
Yes.
And then at what time, when did you transition over to toothpaste? When did that come out? Do you remember the first time you tried toothpaste? Like, how was toothpaste introduced to you?
It must have been when I was 12 or 13. My sister cleaned the office of a dentist.
Oh.
And sometimes I would help her. And I think that's when we didn't take toothpaste from him.
Right.
But that's when I think we first started using toothpaste.
You're like, whoa, look at this. It's toothpaste. Yeah. Was it always mint flavored at that time, or?
Just plain old toothpaste.
Didn't taste very good?
No.
I can understand why people didn't want to brush their teeth back then.
Just the Colgate toothpaste.
All right. We've learned
now
a lot.
Now I'm using Arm & Hammer.
Now you're an Arm & Hammer girl.
Yeah.
Are you hearing that, Arm & Hammer executives? If you could just... send us your coupons so that we can get our free Arm & Hammer toothpaste to grandmasbasketballroundup@gmail.com. And don't forget to follow us on Twitter at bballgrandma. And also our website is www.grandmasbasketballroundup.com. And you can search for us on iTunes. Subscribe, leave a review, become Grandma's honorary grandchild of the day by leaving a review. And just keep listening until next time.
Okay. Bye for now.
Bye for now.